This week we're going to be looking at Proverbs chapter 29, verses 15 through 17. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. To discipline and reprimand a child produces wisdom, but a mother is disgraced by an undisciplined child. When the wicked are in authority, sin increases, but the godly will live to see the tyrant's downfall. Discipline your children, and they will give you happiness and peace of mind. Wow, that's really interesting, isn't it? You see, discipline and love is discipling. Teaching your children the difference between right and wrong, instilling in them a respect for authority, and helping them to learn God's principles for living. This stands in marked contrast to abuse, in which seeks only to hurt and to punish. Newspapers and television and radios are filled with stories of abuse, stories of parents who inflict physical wounds on their children, sometimes even beating them to death. This is so-called discipline is really anger, and it erupted into violence. It is abuse because its motive is to hurt rather than help, to destroy rather than to build up. And abuse may produce proper behavior, but out of fear, not love. Proper discipline must mature, helping children to see their wrong actions and harmful to themselves and others. Discipline, then, with love doesn't always mean a light punishment. Sometimes discipline must be firm to show the seriousness of the child's offense. The point is this. It is always done in love, with a positive goal in mind. The Bible tells us not to provoke our children, lest they become resentful. Ephesians 6:4. But raise them to love the Lord and avoid being a wild or disobedient. Titus chapter 1, verse 6. Well, hope and pray you enjoy these little readings of Proverbs. Thanks for tuning in.